been around the block a little bit. He knows the different tricks. You know, he's a little bit of a veteran. So, you know, me and Anthony got to know that. We got to go out there and just try to outwork him. Really get into him early. Try to get him going sideways early, because once he gets his game going, once he hits a few of those, you know, pull-up threes that he likes to shoot, it's tough to stop him. So you really got to get after a guy like that early.
What did you learn from playing against Armstead and Green, flying against a guy like Lucius? Just a great experience.
I've learned a lot. Both those guys are real quick guys, similar to Lucius. You know, I would compare Lucius a little bit more to Green in the sense that they're both very good shooters. But you know, it's just a little bit of a mindset type of thing. Is you got to go out there and know that it's a very tough matchup, and know that you can't shut them down. Thing you got to do is slow them down, maybe disrupt their offense a little bit, and you know, just get into them and work your butt off.
Growing up, regardless of the level of basketball, when you were entering a rivalry game, just how much more focus do you put in? How much more, like, how does your approach change at all? Like, what?
I try not to change my approach at all. You know, just try to approach every game and every practice the same way. But, you know, there's a little bit of a buzz going into it. You know, people around the town are talking. You know, everyone's a little bit more fired up. So, you know, you just got to approach like every other game. You can't tense up just because it's a pretty big rivalry or anything like that.
Can you talk a little bit about the adjustments? I'm sure you were already asked this earlier, but sliding from one to the two. I know you're still playing one. I know you're still moving the ball and doing some passes and stuff. But just, you know, do you have to, like, relearn some things and think of things different?
It's not too much different. You know, being a point anyways, you have to know every position. So you don't have to relearn or anything like that. You know, me and Anthony can still both bring a ball up the court. So it's not too much different. I mean, maybe the biggest difference will be just not having the ball in my hand most of the time coming up. But, you know, it's not too much of an adjustment. I'm used to playing both. I'm used to maybe AAU when I was playing with Marcus a little bit. And so I think it's been good. I think me and Anthony play very well together.
Thanks, Mike.
What do you feel you could take away from some of those bigger games that you've already played this year against teams like Wichita State, Virginia Tech, that you could apply to tomorrow?
We gotta be tougher. You know, we gave up on both those games. We gave up quite a few points. You know, Iowa State is a tremendous rebounding team. I think they're number one in the nation, and so that's something we really got to key on. Really got to be tough on the rebounds, box them out, and everything like that. But you know, because the energy is going to be there. The arena is going to be rocking. It's going to be crazy. So we just got to come out and execute the game plan. The coaches will have us ready, and we just got to be ready to go.
I know you're from Nebraska, but how familiar were you with Iowa State growing up? Was it something that you heard much about at all?
I just knew that it was a big-time rivalry in state. I never really followed it a ton, but, you know, any in-state rivalry is a bit of a pride thing, you know, and so it's going to be a fun matchup.